The party had been going just fine until a doctor who was there got very offended by something another guest said. He was in a rage. He stormed out, slammed the door behind him. Someone said, "Well, at last he's gone." The host corrected him. "No, he's not gone. That's a closet." I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the futility of running away. You know, there's something inside us humans that wants to avoid facing the God who made us. Maybe it's because we know that he knows everything about us. Maybe we don't want to face our darkness. We know that facing God means surrendering the wheel of our life. Whatever the reason, we walk away, we run away. In some cases, we even storm away from God, only to find that we've only walked into a closet. We get very good at avoiding God. You can hide behind all those religious hypocrites you've seen, yeah. Or you can hide out in those doubts and questions you keep raising to protect you from really facing your Creator's demands on your life. You can stay very busy, running so hard, sedating yourself so much that you don't have to think about why you're here and where you're going. You can even hide out in your religion, faithfully, maybe fervently, going through all the spiritual motions. That way you can feel like you're spiritually okay without having to really face God himself. Guess who invented running from God? The first man and woman God ever created. It's like avoiding God is in our spiritual DNA. In Genesis 3, verses 8 and 9, Adam and Eve realized that they had disobeyed the one command given to them by the God who had given them so much. Then in our word for today from the Word of God, it says, "The man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?' He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, so I hid.'" From the very first fugitive from God, down to maybe somebody who's listening today, here's the reality of God's love. The God you're trying to avoid is pursuing you wherever you go. Why? Because he loves you too much to lose you. In fact, Jesus said he's like a shepherd who cannot be content with the sheep he already has in the fold while even one is lost. He said he would go after the lost sheep until he finds him or her. His pursuit of you and me took him all the way to the cross, where he died a brutal death. The Bible says his death was a sacrifice for our sins. He died in your place to pay for the sins that you would otherwise have to pay for eternally. And now he's pursued you to wherever you are today. You can walk away. You can run away again. But he'll keep pursuing you to rescue you until the day you run out of time. Someday will be your last day to get ready for God before you meet God. But for now, his arms are open. He's inviting you to come home to the one you were made for. And when you walk away from him, you walk away from the only possible hope of a life with meaning and an eternity in heaven. Be glad that he's loved you enough to pursue you all the way to a cross. My prayer is that this might be the day when you run to God and let the battle finally be over. Your personal love relationship with God begins when you say, "Jesus, I'm yours." You got nothing to fear from coming to Jesus. He loved you enough to die for you. He will never do you wrong. Look, it's time to open up your life to the one who gave his life for you. And that's what our website is for. It is a place where you can get the information that will help you secure your relationship with God through Jesus. That website is anewstory.com, and your new story could start there today, anewstory.com. See, once you experience his love for yourself, you only have one regret. You'll just wish that you'd come sooner.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.